For more on this story now, I'm joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the program. And the Iraqis have said after Der Spiegel, the German magazine, released these comments over the weekend that Mr. Maliki's words were misinterpreted, though I'll note it was an official Iraqi government translation of them. Where do we stand on this?
Al-Maliki's in a very tough spot here, Alex. He does not want to embarrass the Bush administration. He doesn't want to bite the hand that feeds him. But at the same time, for his own domestic politics, he needs this timeline and he needs to speak well of it whenever it comes up, as in the Der Spiegel interview last week. So he needs to be able to tell his own folks the Americans will be leaving sooner rather than later. And he doesn't want to endorse a candidate for president in the United States. He doesn't want to endorse Barack Obama. But he does need to endorse the idea of 2010 as the year the U.S. gets out.
What about risks in all this for Senator Obama, the appearance perhaps of compromising official U.S. negotiations with Mr. Maliki's government?
Yes, that is a huge risk. Anytime any American candidate starts to speak to people in foreign countries, that he may appear to be undercutting official U.S. diplomacy. And Senator Obama has tried to be somewhat careful about that. He says, well, you know, there's only one U.S. president at a time. But let's stop and think about why he's over there in the first place. He was challenged to go over there. He was taunted about his lack of face time with world leaders and with the generals in Iraq. So that's why he's on the trip in the first place. You can't say, why don't you go talk to the Iraqis and the generals, and then say you're shocked to see him over there shaking hands with the Iraqis and the generals.
Well, here's what Senator McCain said today. This is on CBS's early show this morning about Senator Obama's visit.
There's very little doubt in my mind that he will see for himself that he had a gross misjudgment and that he'll correct that.
He's speaking about the success of the surge, the increased U.S. military presence in Iraq. We actually haven't heard much at all from Senator Obama so far coming out of this Baghdad trip.
That's right. He's still in the fact-gathering stage of this. He's been a little time in Afghanistan, a little time in Iraq, and we'll doubtless hear more when he gets together with the entourage of reporters who are meeting him in Amman, Jordan. But, you know, John McCain at this point really wants the argument about Iraq to be about the success of the surge, because he was all for it. He was one of the people who pushed it, and Barack Obama didn't believe in it, didn't think we should do it. So John McCain really wants to talk about how well the surge has worked, just as Barack Obama for years has been wanting to talk about the original decision to go into Iraq in the first place. So those are the past things. The future thing now is going to be, when and how does the U.S. get out?
Well, that's the question. And a big development on Friday, I think anyway, that is the Bush administration embracing or at least acknowledging the idea of a general time horizon for drawing down U.S. forces in Iraq. What does time horizon mean? And what is this? What does time horizon mean? And is this indeed a big deal?
Secretary of State Rice referred to this as an aspirational goal. In other words, it's something to aspire to, a time horizon, not a timeline. And the official White House position is still that they're against anything specific in the way of a timeline, and they want victory. That's the John McCain position. But suddenly John McCain hears the White House also talking this other language about time horizons and aspirational goals to get the U.S. troops out, and that leaves him out on a limb a little bit, because he hasn't pivoted quite so quickly from his rather more indefinite period of commitment for U.S. troops in Iraq.
You know, Ron, we said on this program last week in conversations that Senator Obama was taking a whole bunch of reporters with him on this trip. In fact, you've just pointed out an important distinction. He's meeting them in Jordan after his stops in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes, he went over to Afghanistan with just two reporters in tow, and they were both print reporters from AP, the Associated Press, and from Barack Obama's hometown newspaper, the Chicago Tribune, and they were sending back pool reports. And then there were some photographs taken while he was there, but they were taken by people who were on the ground. They were not taken by entourage people traveling with Barack Obama. He's going to do a fair amount of that when he gets to Europe and some of the other Middle Eastern countries, but they kept it to a minimum while he was in the war zones.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.